In Southeast Washington, there's a fight over a massive proposed reservoir that pits a third-generation pumpkin farm against thousands of water users. Millions of dollars and hundreds of thousands of Northwest jack-o'-lanterns are at stake. Correspondent Anna King reports there are whispers of eminent domain.
Dusty pumpkins slap between rough hands as workers throw them into a tractor's trailer. This third-generation farm supplies pumpkins to Walmarts, Winco's, Yokes, and Home Depots in Alaska, Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. But the Kennewick Irrigation District, or KID, wants to flood 400 acres of land for the new reservoir. It takes at least 8 to 10 years to design, permit, and build. A project on this scale hasn't been built in the Yakima Basin since the 1930s. And the 65-acre farm is key.
Well, you can get angry, but I think I'm more sad.
That's Robert Cox. His snap shirt and jeans are coated with premium quality sandy silt from his fields. Everybody calls him Robbie. It's his land and hard work, but he loves doing it. Like the time a little kid near the Canadian border asked if the farm's pumpkins were real.
And he just gets all excited because all they had up there in that store was plastic pumpkins. And I pull in with a semi-load of fresh pumpkins from the farm. It makes you feel good.
The reservoir would hold 12,000 acre-feet of water, not for drinking, but for the irrigation in drought years, to hundreds of farmers and thousands of urban lawns. So far, the district has offered almost $2 million for the Cox farm, more than twice the farm's assessed value. But the Cox family doesn't want to sell.
And our farm shouldn't be pushed out of the way to make sure the people in town can have a nice lawn.
We're concerned with the family farm.
That's Charles Freeman. He's the manager of the Kennewick Irrigation District.
That's why, you know, we were working with them until everything stopped and they chose this path.
Manager Freeman says the district is facing urban growth but diminishing water from the Yakima River. Upstream irrigation districts are getting more efficient at conserving water.
We have great projects, canal lining. We believe in that. We support that. But, you know, KID has to, you know, plan for the future, and this reservoir is it's central, you know, to our future.
Freeman says it's crucial to build a reservoir before there are no unbuilt parcels left. Farmer Cox acknowledges KID could take the land.
They're a government entity. They can do eminent domain if it's for the public's best interest. So far, we've had a lot of public input, and nobody's interested in this reservoir being located here.
We're sensitive to that. I mean, we're sensitive to condemning property. I mean, nobody wants to do that.
Freeman says the district hasn't taken private property for 10 years, but he thinks there's a silent majority in favor of the reservoir.
KID's rate base is approximately 66,000 people. We have not heard from them.
Cox argues those 66,000 people in growing cities will need farmland in the future more than green lawns.
This little coronavirus scare might have jolted some brains of people in town and throughout the world that we still need to eat.
Now the Cox family has posted massive red signs along the road saying, "Save the farm." The irrigation district won't decide the farm's fate until after an engineering study is done next spring. In Badger Canyon, I'm Anna King.